With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As millions of Americans prepare to celebrate this 4th of July holiday weekend, authorities across the country are on alert for potential lone wolf attacks. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Ongoing global conflicts, as well as possible copycats, have prompted notice from federal law enforcement agencies urging the public to stay vigilant. Federal agencies across the country are telling people to be aware, with the most concern about a lone wolf-style attack during this 4th of July holiday weekend. With the holiday falling on Friday, a lot of folks have taken time off already. Officials emphasize there are currently no specific credible threats, and they're just asking people to stay vigilant, and if they see something, say something. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A declaration against slavery is recovered in Massachusetts.
The long-lost document proclaims opposition to the practice by New England Baptist ministers. The nearly 180-year-old scroll is dated March 2, 1847, 14 years before the outbreak of the Civil War, signed by 116 New England ministers who said they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was considered lost forever after fruitless searches at Harvard and Brown universities and elsewhere. Found by a volunteer searching the American Baptist Archive, the issue of slavery would prompt some Southern Baptists to split from Northern Baptists and from the Southern Baptist Convention. George Williams reporting.
Government offices, post offices, courts, and schools are closed for the 4th of July in the U.S. U.S. stock markets and banks are also closed with limited FedEx and UPS services. Costco is closed, but most major retailers like Target and Walmart remain open, often with sales. AAA expects record travel this year. This is SRN News. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street was closed today in observance of Independence Day, the 4th of July. China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomaston, Washington.
Wall Street rallied on Thursday to record closing highs as chipmaker NVIDIA rose closer to a $4 trillion valuation. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com.